So we're studying Rabash's article, Purpose of Society 1. Rabash, maybe you should say it.
Well, we've been saying throughout the lesson that because of the blow of the coronavirus, this pandemic, and there are other blows along the way approaching, but we don't really count them right now, but there are plenty of problems being revealed simultaneously in the world. So because of it, we want to bring the world a little more of the positive for us to mitigate this, to bring people into their minds and hearts the willingness to connect. Because the wisdom of Kabbalah teaches us that through connection, we can obtain the only cure, which is the revelation of the Creator to the created being in this world. The force of bestowal is called the Creator. Force of love is called the Creator. So if it is revealed among everyone, nothing can harm us, and we will feel that we are living in a perfect and eternal world. To come to it is possible only through connection. This is why Habash wrote for us the articles about society, the social articles. So let's begin with the first social article. There aren't that many of them. How many are there? About 20? We will read them. And what I would like to ask is that during the day, during the day, the tens will talk about it, engage in this, and feel how they absorb what is written in the lines and between the lines.
Purpose of Society 1, it's the writings of Rabash, Volume 2, page 9. We have gathered here to establish a society for all those who wish to follow the path and method of Baal HaSulam, to the way by which to climb the degrees of man and not to remain as a beast. As our sages said about the verse, "You and my sheep of my pastor, are men." And Rashbi said, "You are called men, and idol worshippers are not called men." To understand man's merit, we shall now bring the verse from our sages about the verse, "The end of the matter, all having been hurt. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole man." And the Gemara asks, what is "for this is the whole man"? Rabbi Elazar said, the Creator said, the whole world was created only for that. This means that the whole world was created for the fear of God. Yet we need to understand what the fear of God is, being the reason for which the world was created. From all the words of our sages, we learn that the reason of creation was to benefit His creations. This means that the Creator wished to delight the creatures so that they will feel happy in the world. And here our sages said about the verse, "For this is the whole man," that the reason for creation was the fear of God. But according to what is explained in the essay Matan Torah, the reason for why the creatures are not receiving the delight and pleasure, even though it was a reason for creation, is the disparity of form between the Creator and the creatures. The Creator is the giver, and the creatures are the receivers. But there is a rule that the branches are similar.
היינו שהבורא אינו חס ושלום בעל חיסרון, שיצטרך לקבל משהו למלות חסרונו. לכן כשהאדם צריך להיות מקבל, הוא מרגיש אי נעימות.
Every person is ashamed to eat bread of shame. To correct that, the world had to be created. Olam, world, means he'elem, concealment, so that the delight and pleasure must be concealed. Why is it so? The answer is for fear. In other words, it is so that man would fear using his vessels of reception called self-love. This means that one should prevent oneself from receiving pleasures because one craves them and should have the strength to prevail over the craving of the object of one's desire. Instead, one should receive pleasures that bring contentment to the Creator. This means that the creature will want to bestow upon the Creator and will have fear of the Creator, of receiving for oneself, since reception of pleasure, when one receives for one's own benefit, removes him from cleaving to the Creator. Therefore, when a person performs one of the mitzvot of the Creator, one should aim that this mitzvah will bring him pure thoughts, that he will bestow upon the Creator by keeping God's mitzvot. This is as our sages said, Rabbi Hananiah ben Akashiah says, the Creator wanted to cleanse Israel, hence he gave them plentiful Torah and mitzvot. And this is why we gather here, to establish a society where each of us follows the spirit of bestowing upon the Creator. And to achieve bestowal upon the Creator, we must begin with bestowal upon man, which is called love of others. And love of others can only be through revoking oneself. Thus, on the one hand, each person should feel lowly, and on the other hand, be proud that the Creator has given us the chance to be in a society where each of us has but a single goal, for the Shekhinah, the Divinity, to be among us. And although we have not achieved this goal, we have the desire to achieve it. And this too should be appreciated by us. For even though we are at the beginning of the way, we do hope to achieve the exalted goal.
PT4.
Maybe questions? PT4?
Why does he write that there has to be a concealment? Because if the good would have been revealed, a person understands he needs to correct himself.
How can a person correct himself if the delight and pleasure in bestowal is revealed? Because then he would work in bestowal. Upon what? To get even more delight and pleasure? Greater delight and pleasure?
You're right, that once a person receives, so he feels unpleasantness. Meaning the concealment also takes away the shame. So what does he need? The correction.
The fact that we don't feel pleasantness in receiving is also good. It's in order for us not to stop receiving because of the pressure of the will to receive.
So where will the deficiency for correction come from? The need.
From the point in our heart, something that is not inside of our desire. We have a will to receive. Everyone, every person in the world, everything in the world, still vegetative, animate, and speaking, are all in the will to receive. And there are some in the speaking species that also have a point in the heart. And that point seemingly pulls them in this unclear direction. And through that point, they begin to feel that they want to obtain something outside of the will to receive. They don't even know it's outside of the will to receive. But they get this appeal, this attraction. And these people begin to develop. But their advancement is from within the point in the heart, not from the will to receive. This is why others who don't have a point in the heart can't understand them. They can't understand them. Look at other people. They're saying, what do you need? What is it you want? That's the problem. And when we get results, if there are results inside the will to receive, it doesn't satisfy us. It doesn't satisfy us.
Whoever doesn't have a point in the heart and does understand that by connection the world can reach a better place.
Very well, let him do it.
But where? On a corporeal level?
Yes. Yeah. On what level do you want him to do it? You want him to jump above his desire? He's got no preparation for it. So he will do all kinds of works in this world, in order to manage society, connect society, arrange human society in such a way that they are kind to one another. They'll be like some sort of a kibbutz, a nice socialism. Why not? And afterwards, he will understand through his engagement and our engagement in our work, he will understand that what he's doing is not enough. And you will see that they will come and connect to us.
So the first stage is to reorganize society and then joining us. So,
of course, they will first engage in themselves in beginning to set up, arrange a good, healthy society without any viruses or anything. And through that engagement, they will understand that there is something above it, because the upper light will work on them through us too. But now we're talking about stages of correction already. French.
Today we will scrutinize it in the 10 in this article. We've read this dozens of times. How can we use the 10 correctly to extract something new here and to see what the Rabash wants to tell us in this article?
I don't know. I was thinking that maybe tomorrow morning we would have a team here that will know how to organize, say, a scrutiny, half an hour scrutiny with the whole world kli, about what they try to do with this article during the day. That's it. So we'll give room to Africa, South America, North America, Europe, Russia, Asia, from every area. Prepare a group that will speak, like a representative group that will explain to you what you did in your own region. Asia is not a problem, Africa is not a problem. They already are presented for us as one group. But Europe is already a problem. You have to collect people and set it up. And then we will get a report from Europe, a report from North America, from South America, about what they did with this article. That's it. That will be in the beginning of the lesson. At the end of the lesson, we'll read another article by Rabash. And this is how we'll continue working the next day. And by that, we will advance. It's just that the situation in the world, we all know what's going on. We see what's going on. So it requires that we begin to do more practical actions. Is that clear? Good. And now we should go to to get reports from our reporters. But there's some more time. Czechoslovakia.
Good morning, Graf. Good morning, Graf. We want to say big lechaim and thank you and raise importance in our word clear for your daily meetings with writers. To tell the truth, for Czechoslovakia, Men's 10 and many other 10s from World Klee, these writer meetings is like next part of the morning lesson, which is source and base for our daily examination. We are carefully listen your explanation and then we are writing article and doing examination on the base on this. Let us wish you strong voice and let you know that each morning we are looking for your message and this examination lesson, which we feel as necessary for our daily examination work. Thank you, Rav.
I will try in the writings meetings. And now we're moving on to the info.
Yes, so today there also you can connect to broadcasts from the morning that will help us disseminate the message at 10 a.m. Live show with Noma along with Rav from 10:45 to 11:30. Ronen Avigdo will continue with the show about finance. And then from 6 to 7, a live lesson that the friends will give us. We'll chew all the what we studied during the day together, and we'll go to an igun.
La 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 la